So we're reading Tess, Volume 2, 6th part. The 10 Sefirot of the World of Nikudim, Inner Reflection, Item 26. Inner Reflection, Item 26.
Okay, we were talking about many things here. The main thing we should understand, maybe not understand, but to know, is that we have Paltzufim, Gilgalta, Absag, that Malchut of the Upper develops in order to resemble itself to the Creator, right? And what she does is a restriction, Masach O Choser, and builds Paltzufim of herself, Paltzufim of bestowal, Paltzufim by which she resembles the Creator, adapts herself to the Creator. This adaptation is the decision how much she can bestow in the Rosh, performs Zivug Dakat as much as it's willing to be like Him, and builds of her own will to receive something that resembles the light as much as she can. So by her potsuf, she expresses the bestowal for the Creator. That's how you get the potsuf of Gilgalta Absag. Each and every potsuf receives a certain Or Elyon, upper light, that we call Or Pnimi, inner light, reaches Bitush Pnim Umakif in the Tabor, starts purifying, elicits Tanta, passes his Reshimot to the next Potsuf. That's how from the Gilgalta you get Potsuf Ab, and from Ab you get Potsuf Sag. And Sag is the Potsuf of Bina. Gilgalta is Keter, Ab is Chochma, Sag is Bina. And the Potsuf of Bina is a potsuf that is full of the light of Chassadim. It also has the light of Chochmah. But only in Teamim Desag. In Nekudot Desag, you only have O Chassadim, a light of bestowal, and that's it. That's why this potsuf can spread downwards below the general Tabur and fill all the part of Malchut Ein Sof that is not yet full. It's still empty. That's Nehideak, Nehide Galgalta. It fills it with the Or Chassadim, light of Chassadim. Then Nehideak gets an addition. It wants to work with these vessels of bestowal, of reception, sorry, Prina Daled. And then it gets from Nehideak this Prina Daled. Then they are restricted. The Malchut that was in her, in their Siyum, rises to a place called Parsa. It's the middle of Tiferet of the Partsuf Nekudot Desag. That's Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. And the Reshimot from all these actions rise to Rosh Desag. These are Reshimot Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet and Dalet Gimel from Nehideak. Over Reshimot Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet, there is a Zivug in Nikve Anayim de Rosh Desag. From there spreads the Partsuf downwards. From Nikve Anayim de Rosh Desag and below, until the general Siyum, from Nikve Enaim and until the Tabor, a part of this expansion, it's called Ishsut, and from Tabor below extends a Partsuf called Keter, Ab, and Ima and Zon. We'll learn this in the future, that Keter is Bet Itlapshut, Abavim is Aleph Deaviyut, and the Zon that emerge from them. And this Partsuf We learn it and we talk about it only in his second part, from the Tabor till the Siyum, called The World of Nikudim in Katnut. In Ishtut, we barely learn this, we barely talk about it, because it's not really relevant. It's devoured, it's part of Akudim, it's what above what's done in the general Tabor. And we learned that this patsuf called Keter, Abavim and Zon de Nikudim, which is from Tabor till the Siyum. In the meantime, it's in Katnut that emerged on Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet. And over the Rishimot Dalet Gimel that will come, it will get Gedlut, and it will have a shattering. That's the way we... This is what we're about to study. And where are we now?
Mm-hmm. Item 26.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can understand what is presented in several places.
Hold on. Where are you?
Istaklut Pnimit, item 26.
Yes. Now start reading.
Now you can understand what is presented in several places, that Gar de Zeranpin remain in Ima during its Atzilut and do not depart with it. It has been explained above that Olam HaNikudim is the first zone that appears in the Olamot, meaning Ma and Bon. It also explains that the core of Ma and Bon is its connection with the Prinat Dalet. It has always emanated from Pertzuf Sag, meaning Pertzuf Binah, because as it is here, so it is in all the Olamot. Hence, Sag is called Ima, since she is in the Ma'atzil of Zon, meaning Ma and Bon. In the first Ma and Bon, you find that the Ne'etzal from the Sag de'ak had to come out in two Pertzufim. Pertzuf Gar from Ped Sag to Tabor, not incorporated with the lower hay, and Pertzuf Vak from Tabor down, incorporated in the lower hay. The Pertzuf Elyon above Tabor has mixed and swallowed in Akudim de Sag because it hasn't any of the Prinat Nikudim, meaning the connection with the lower hay.
It entirely belongs to Binah.
Only the Pertzuf from Tabor down is considered Pertzuf Nikudim, meaning Ma and Bon. Thus, the Gar de Ma and Bon remain and are swallowed in Guf de Ima, meaning Sag, and do not leave with the Ma and Bon. In other words, they do not connect with them whatsoever, since they are an entirely separated Pertzuf, as the Rav says. That the Ol from Peh to Tabor is swallowed and incorporated in Akudim de Sag. It is known that all the forces in the Elyon must be in all its Tachtonim. Hence, the matter of the division of Ma and Bon into two Pertzufim, Gar and Vak, what appeared in the first Ma and Bon applies in all the Pertzufim de Ma and Bon from here on. The Gar remains adhesive and it's swallowed in its Ma'atzil, meaning Ima, and only the Vak come out with the name Ma and Bon.
In short, we have Ishtut, which is swallowed in Akudim. It still belongs to Bina and Ma and Bon. Zon belong to Nikudim, the world of Nikudim, which belongs to Keter, Abaveima, and Zon of Pertzuf Nikudim that spreads from Tabor till the end. That is in the most simple way. And let's keep on going, cause and consequence. We haven't read these things, right? Cause and consequence. No. So, there are a few parts in Tess that he gives us such a chapter. Cause and consequence. Actually, it gives us some logical, gradual development about what's going on. Go ahead.
Cause and consequence. We shall now explain the order of all the operations made in the Olamot through cause and consequence thus far, meaning how every operation is necessarily generated in all its conditions by its original cause. Item 1. We shall begin with the Olam HaTzimtzum. The Tzimtzum was primarily on Prinat Daled, which is Prinat Malchut de En Sof, called the middle point. However, the Istalkut of the O was from the Eser Sfirot, and these Reshimot that the O left after its Istaklut are called Eser Sfirot de Igulim. Afterwards, a masach was erected in the malchut of the Eser Sfirot Dei Gulim, and the Or Elyon expanded once more, until it struck the masach in Kli Malchut. From the haka'a of the Or Elyon in the masach, a great Or appeared called Or Chozer. This Or Chozer rose and clothed the Or Elyon up to Keter, from below upward, and those Eser Sfirot are called the Rosh of the Kav. After that, the Or Chozer expanded once more with the Or Elyon incited from above downward in the same amount it clothed from below upward before in the Rosh of the Kav. That it pashtut from above downward is called Toch and Sof of the Kav, and these Rosh Toch Sof of the Kav are called the first Pertsuf of Adam Kadmon, or Pertsuf Galgalta Deak.
Is this all clear? Questions? What?
Rav, אפשר מהקטע הקודם שקראנו?
לא.
Can I ask something about the previous passage?
No. How can you confuse everyone this way? What we just read, is this clear? He's talking about the way Malchut Ein Sof brought about the Potsuf Galgalta and what happens in Potsuf Galgalta. Is this clear? Gershon, why are you looking at me as if I'm speaking nonsense? Well,
what turned these Eser Sfirot into Eser Sfirot of Igulim?
Eser Sfirot de Igulim are bring about the 10 Sfirot of Yosher. The Igulim precede Yosher.
Yeah, but he says that the Reshimot left by the O after Istalkuto, they make these Igulim. Something happen and then they're called Igulim.
The light spread in the Igulim in Malchut Ein Sof, the entire Dalet Bechinot, and Malchut is Igulim. Dalet Bechinot Dor Yashar, four phases of direct light. Then from Tzimtzum you got Yosher. What is Yosher? Receiving according to the Yosher, according to the amount, he has Masach. And then from the Igul you get a Kav. The Kav that gets the light in it builds Igulim. As much as he cannot receive light in the Kav, then it remains in the Igulim. It fills the Igulim. You can say that it begets the Igulim. Then he speaks about the first Patsuf that emerges after the Tzimtzum. Is this clear or not? What's going on with you? We talked about we're going to Tzimtzum only about the adhesion with the Creator, not restricting your brains. Again, cause and consequence. We shall now explain the order of all the operations made in the Olamot through cause and consequence thus far, meaning how every operation is necessarily generated in all its conditions by its original cause. Meaning there is a cause and consequence. Only this way it all occurs. One, we shall begin with the Olam HaTzimtzum. The Tzimtzum was primarily on Bchina Dalel. Anyone who doesn't understand, raise your hand. You don't understand that the Tzimtzum was on Bchina Dalel? Primarily? Forget about the word primarily. Okay. He's trying to say that it was also on the three Bchinot. There was something from the world to receive, but it's not yet, not really. There wasn't a will to receive in the previous three Bchinot in a way that they could be restricted. But when you reach Bchina Dalet, that's it. Then it's clear that you can perform a Tzimtzum. We learn that the will to receive exists in Bchina Aleph as well, but it comes from the emanator. In Bchina Bet, the will to receive flips to become a will to bestow, seemingly a will to bestow, but it's a will to receive that is emerging more. In the third Bchina, Bchina Gimel, it emerges even more. It's made of the second Bchina as a will to receive, but it doesn't yet have. We learned this in the preface. It doesn't have yet the will to receive sufficient to disconnect him from the emanator. It's still connected to him, but it's not yet disconnected according to the ego in it, according to the cognition in it. Only in Bchina Dalet there is a will to receive. Well, find the source here. Only in Bchina Dalet the will to receive works in all its size, and then it brings us to Tzimtzum. That's the preface. Next. So that's why it's called primarily, if you're so such a scholar. So, which is Bchinat Malchut Ein Sof, called the middle point. However, the Histalkut of the O was from all the Eser Sfirot. And these Reshimot that the Or left after its Histalkut are called Eser Sfirot Deigulim. If the light Mistalek departs, it departs from everything. Because if the light is wrong or disqualified, so it's completely. And these Reshimot that the Or left after its Histalkut are called Eser Sfirot Deigulim. Afterwards, a Masach was erected in the Malchut of Eser Sfirot Deigulim, and the Or Elyon expanded once more according to these Reshimot that remained until it struck that Masach in Kli Malchut. From the Akah of the Or Elyon in the Masach, a great Or appeared called Or Chozer. Already starts to build the Rosh Negalgalta here. This Or Chozer rose and clothed the Or Elyon up to Keter, his Keter, over Bchinat Shorish, from below upwards. And those Eser Sfirot are called the Rosh of the Kav. After that, the Or Chozer expanded once more with the Or Elyon inside, from the point of his Zivuk with the Or Elyon, inside it, from above downward. In the same amount it clothed from below upward before in the Rosh of the Kav. Meaning everything that you have in the Rosh now is inverted, going into the will to receive in Bchina Dalet, what we call Guf. That Itpashtut from above downward is called Toch and Sof of the Kav. And these Rosh, Toch, Sof of the Kav are called the first Partsuf of Adam Kadmon or Partsuf El Gal Tadeak. What is not clear? Yes.
It's not that it's not clear, but this Kav, Tis and everything else that we're studying about is in this Kav.
Tess, where it is? I don't know. What do you mean, where Tess is?
I mean everything we study in Tess.
The entire wisdom of Kabbalah is within the Kav and the Igul around it, because besides that, there is no reality. Everything is in that, either Igulim or Yosher.
And if this Kav is filled with awe until its end, that's Gemar Tikkun,
the Kav has to be completely filled, and then it should have one more zivug called Rav Pali Mekabtiel that will also fill the Igul, and then you'll be in the final correction.
This final action you described, it's unrelated to the created being.
That's not important for you. If you advance towards that, you'll see. But why philosophize about these things? It depends on that created being or not. How can it be? How can it be not dependent if we have to cause it? But we have to do it, so we have to.
So there is a masach on the malchut, but the or is telek from the entire ratzon lekabel.
There is no slightly in spirituality, because malchut is the kli, and if you don't have malchut, so you don't feel light in any kli.
So this or chozer that became the kli now fills the kli, meaning all the 10 sfirot, until the malchut of the kav.
I don't understand you.
There is a kav below that, the malchut. Above it, masach.
Yes.
This masach reflects or chozer, and then comes in or yashar. This
yes.
Or yashar fills all the 10 sfirot that are above the malchut. Meaning that the igulim, this kav actually crosses all the igulim, the malchut is down below, and the entire kav that comes down to the malchut is filled with all.
No, there's also the sof that is not filled.
Right, besides the sof. I think that maybe I heard something that we're actually talking only about the malchut and everything else is considered ensof. That this entire process is happening only inside the malchut and not inside the entire ratzon lekabel.
We are yet to talk about this. It's just that I don't want to be confused now. I don't want to go into it. The fact that the truth is, except for Malchut, from Pederosh and Galgalta and below, it's Malchut, that's true. The expansion, the Itpashtut of the Malchut, that all the three Bchinot, from the Arba Bchinot, the Or Yashar, all the three Bchinot are only Galgalta. And Bchinot Dalet is from Pederosh and below. Yeah, that's it. Thus far, is it okay? At least here.
What compels the creation of the Masach and the Malchut of Ensof and the Ten Sfirot of Igulim?
Shame. You have to start your campus study again.
But this came first, the Tzimtzum.
Yes. But after the Tzimtzum, besides the Tzimtzum, when I'm separated from the emanator, how do I keep on working? Because the emanator wants to give me everything. I don't want to receive anything because of the shame. But once neutralized the shame, I said I will not receive. So the emanator and me are in some equivalence. What can I do to complement the equivalence even more, to resemble him? I start thinking, how will I make an action that will resemble the emanator? Then I see that he wants to give. He has a deficiency. And I have the ability to fill this deficiency if I can perform an action of reception, not for the sake of myself, rather for him. That's it. Go on. Who? What?
He says here that the Rishimot turn into Sfirot of Igulim, become Sfirot of Igulim. This is the definition of Sfirot?
Not always. It didn't say always here. But it does say that according to the Rishimot, now you have Sfirot. The upper light, the Hor Elyon, works in a way that from Rishimot it builds Sfirot.
So in this case, when the Galgalta comes out and realizes the Rishimot of Dalet, suppose in this case,
Galgalta comes out over Rishimot from Insof, yes.
This action of the realization of the Rishimot, can we say that it turns on this light and the Rishimot become Or Yashar in some way?
No. That's completely, you know. Rishimot are Rishimot. Now you have to make calculations over the Rishimot, Masach, Ochozer, all these actions. Then you perform Zivug Daka, then you get the new Potsuf, next Potsuf.
What's the relation between Rishimot and Or Yashar?
There's no connection, no direct connection between the Or Yashar and the Rishimot. Rishimot are a result of everything the Patsuf goes through when the light mitpashet and mistalek.
Between the Tzimtzum and the Zivug that the Galgalta does, what happens? What's the process, if we can ask? The Rishimot ascend, the Rishimot Dalet Dalet are present someplace, and then suddenly there's Or Yashar and there's Zivug.
I don't understand what you're talking about. It's all cause and consequence. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. You understand how it spreads?
Yeah.
Four Prinot. Then the Malchut in Prinat Dalet. It feels itself in shame, so it performs a Tzimtzum. After the Tzimtzum, it builds a Masach, wanting, saying, I want to resemble the upper light. She starts thinking, how can I receive in order to bestow in the three Bechinot of Or Yashar that become her Rosh? So she makes that calculation. As much as she can receive in order to bestow, she receives it in the Toch.
So the question is about the calculation. It's on Dalet Dalet, on the Rishimot.
Rishimot, yes, from Ein Sof, from the fact that the Or Elyon filled Malchut Ein Sof entirely.
Alongside with this, the calculation regarding the Or Yashar, that's Melubash, and the Or Chozer. There's the Or Yashar that is clothed in the Or Chozer.
As much as the Or Chozer can clothe the Or Yashar, yes, that's a calculation.
So what's the connection between the Rishimot Dalet and the Or Yashar?
Or Yashar?
Yeah, there's Rishimot Dalet. There's the Rishimot Dalet and the Or Yashar and of Yud Dalet. That the Masach of Yud Dalet captures the Masach of Yud Dalet. So there's a kind of connection.
I don't understand what you're saying.
As if the Rishimot of Dalet ascend, Galgalta grabs them, says, I have Rishimot Dalet, I have certain information about the general Ratzon, that now I can make some kind of calculation.
Well,
so it as if activates the Rishimot of Avyu Dalet, and they somehow become Or Yashar, that now I can...
Well, of course he works with Or Yashar.
So what's the connection between Or Yashar and the Rishimot?
But the Rishimot has to work with the Or?
Yeah.
Well, what does it do the calculation with? With the Or, with the pleasure that now comes. What the upper, the Elyon, wants to give him. Now, how much pleasure can you receive according to the Aviyut and according to the Rishimot? With the light that was in the desire. How did it bring the light and pleasure to the desire? How can I make a calculation without the Rishimot? Last night I was in a restaurant. I ate. I had pleasure. This pleasure remains with me. So today I have to make this calculation and to count on the Rishimot.
Exactly, the Rishimot. And so, we say that the calculation was done on the Or Yashar.
Of course, with Or Yashar. I come to the same restaurant. I came with that Rishimot I have from yesterday. But today I have less money to pay. So I make my calculation. Money, pleasure, and the Rishimot from yesterday. What can I take from yesterday in order to get today?
So it's a kind of pleasure that
you have to make your calculation about the time you're taking from everyone. That's the right calculation to make.
Item two. Thus, we have before us 10 operations. One, the place where the Tzimtzum occurred. Two.
So the place of the Tzimtzum is Malchut Ein Sof, right? And the 10 Sfirot that remain empty afterwards with their Reshimot are called 10 Sfirot of Igulim. Next.
Two, Esel Sfirot that Reshimot laid called Esel Sfirot de Igulim. Three, Esel Sfirot called Igulim.
Themselves, not Igulim.
Four, the Masach and Kli Malchut. Five, it Pashtut Or Elyon once more.
To Malchut through the first nine.
Six, Zivug Daka of the Or Elyon with the Masach. Seven, Or Chuzer that becomes a Levush and Prinat reception for the Or Elyon. Eight, Esel Sfirot de Yosher, the Rosh of the Kav. Nine, it Pashtut of the Malchut with the Or Chozer into Esel Sfirot from above downward. The first nine Sfirot of those Esel Sfirot are called the Toch of the Kav, and the Malchut of those Esel Sfirot is called the Sof of the Kav. 10. Nekudot HaSiyum of the Kav, from there down it is darkness and not all.
Meaning he gives us a picture of Partsuv Gilgalta, right? We have Rosh Tochsof. Rosh is still seemingly in the Igulim. Toch is the first nine. No. Four Prinot of Or Yashar that becomes the three Prinot of Or Yashar that become first nine, and Prinat Dalet itself is the soft Gilgalta, and then maybe there are other Bechinot that are entirely dark. He doesn't touch that. We'll later see what they are. Is this clear, this division?
So we have Malchut, that the Malchut of Rosh leaves place in the Rosh, and there's the lower Malchut. And there's this entire place between the two Malchuts. There are the Igulim.
What Igulim?
The Itpashtut of the Or. He talks about the Reshimot there.
Now, if we're talking about the Itpashtut of the Or after the Masach, the Tzimtzum, and the calculation, it's already the Or, which is in the Kav. It's in the calculation. How can it be Igulim? Igulim have no calculation.
He talks about Malchut. After it does the Tzimtzum,
it's no longer Igulim, it's Kav. After the Tzimtzum, meaning I'm committed to work with my will to receive, as much, no matter how much I receive. That's the amount.
But it's after the Zivug Daka.
After Zivug Daka, we call it Kav.
Right, but the Itpashtut, the Arba Prinot of Or Yashar, from above down, still there's no Kav.
You're talking about Or Yashar before the Tzimtzum or after the Tzimtzum?
Right, but Malchut made a Tzimtzum.
What do you mean, right? I don't understand what you're talking about. Where are you talking about? What Prina? Why don't you talk clearly?
I'm saying what he said. Malchut.
Which Malchut?
The Malchut of Rosh.
Malchut of Rosh of Gilgalta? It's making a Kav already. That's all called Kav. Rosh Tochsof de Gilgalta is all in the Kav. In the measure. Only according to the Masach, according to the calculation. Wherever you have a calculation, there are no Igulim. Next. Yes.
What I don't understand in item two actions 2 and 3 regarding the Igulim, everything that has to do with the Igulim, I don't understand. There's one, the place where the Tzimtzum occurred.
That's Machod Ein Sof, the middle point. Two, the Eser Sfirot that the Rishimot laid called Eser Sfirot de Igulim. You had 10 Sfirot with the Machod Ein Sof? They were filled with or?
Where is the Malchut of Ein Sof before Bchina Dalet in it?
Yeah, even before and also in Bchina Dalet.
Okay, all the four Bchinot of Or Yashar.
Yeah, they all remained with their Rishimot. The light departed because Bchina Dalet doesn't want to receive.
All right, yeah.
That's it. In them, the Rishimot remained.
From the all that filled them before decided to depart.
Yeah, all, always leaves Rishimot. Now, Bchina Dalet makes the calculation, makes Tzimtzum.
Up till now, this is called the Ten Sefirot of Igulim?
Yes. Even before you had Ten Eser Sefirot of Igulim, now you also have Eser Sefirot of Igulim. But the Eser Sefirot of Igulim that you had before the... I don't have a voice. Can't you hear me? But the Eser Sefirot of Igulim that were there before the Tzimtzum were not felt to be Igulim. They weren't felt at all. The light filled reality. That's why the light controls. We're not talking about the Kli. Igul Yosher. The light illuminates. It's like you fill a glass of milk. So you don't see the glass, you see the milk. That's it. That's the way it was before the Tzimtzum. After the Tzimtzum, the light departs. And then we can talk about the Igulim. They were there before as well. But they weren't active. They weren't seen. Couldn't be seen. So after the Tzimtzum, Kelim de Igulim appear with the Rishimot from the O that filled them. Well,
second, where is the first concept of Igulim in creation?
Whatever comes from the Creator, we call Igulim. If it comes from the created being, we call it Yoshel. Because the created being doesn't want to receive the way the Creator gives. The Creator gives boundlessly. The created being wants a boundary, a limit.
So the first discernment we're talking about is the Dalet Prinot de Or Yashar.
Dalet Prinot de Or Yashar are what we have from the emanator. His first action as he's revealed to the emanated being.
There's nothing before that. This is the first discernment.
Before that, there's not. It's Moto.
So where does the concept of Igulim come in here first time?
That's the Dalet Prinot de Or Yashar. They are the Igulim.
And then at the end there's the Malchut, Prinat Dalet, that decides to expel the light from it.
And to act on its her behalf. And then you start having Yosher.
Just a second. Because of the Busha, the shame, it decides that it wants to expel the light. And then we reach the next action that's called the Esel Sfirot that the Rishimot laid, called Esel Sfirot de Igulim.
Yes, this Malchut is performing its Tzimtzum. That's why the light departs from its 10 Sfirot.
And then what's number 3?
What is it, right? Esel Sfirot called Igulim. That's what's left. And Dalet, the 4, is the Masach in the Kli Malchut. The Masach in the Kli Malchut emerges when Malchut decides it only wants to work according to a certain measure, the measure that she is equal with the Matzil. 5, it Pashtut Or Elyon, once more, according to what Malchut allows the Or Elyon to perform the Pashtut. It opens it. Why? Because by that she wants, above the Tzimtzum, above the feeling of the shame, she wants to bestow back to the Creator. 6, Zivug Daka of the Or Elyon with the Masach. She already examines how much she may receive in order to bestow. 7, O Chozer, that becomes the Levush and Bchinat reception for the Or Elyon. Meaning she, Malchut itself, now develops the intention. The O Chozer is the intention to bestow back to the emanator as he bestows to me. With these intentions, we start connecting already. 8. Esa Sfirot de Yosher, which are the Rosh of the Kav. Malchut there performs the calculation, how much she can really receive in order to bestow, according to the calculations. Reshimot, Masach, with the pleasure that comes from the emanator. 9. It Pashtut of Malchut, with the Or Chozer into Esa Sfirot from above downward. The first 9 Sfirot of those Esa Sfirot are called the Toch of the Kav, meaning Malchut, performing Zivug Daka and the Cheshbon, the calculation, now examines how much she can receive in order to bestow. Then it spreads into 10 Sfirot, called the Toch and Sof of the Kav. The Toch of the Kav is the Rosh of the Kav, is the first 3 Bchinot of Malchut and Sof. Then Malchut itself is divided into Toch of the Galgalta and the Sof of the Galgalta. The Toch of the Galgalta, when she can resemble the emanator, and that's the measure of bestowal, as much as she wants to resemble, to give pleasure to him. And the end of the Galgalta is where she restricts herself. She's incapable of bestowing to the Ma'atzil, to the emanator, but at least when she doesn't want to be separated from him, rather to resemble him to a certain extent, like a child that wants to resemble the grown-ups. That's also good. And 10 is Nekudot HaSiyum of the Kav. From there down is darkness and not Or. That's something we haven't yet. We'll learn this. It's a future place of the Klipot. Yes.
So in conclusion, when we say Igulim, it means the Dalet Bchinot De'or Yashar in their initial Itpashtut.
Yes. And as much as the Kav takes the Igulim and turns them into Kav, as much as Kav, Malchut, with the Masach, wants to turn all these Igulim into Yosher. But again, what does it mean to turn them into? Igulim is something we get from the Creator. That's the amount of bestowal. That's what He gives to the created being. He wants to bestow everything. The created being has been filled once. That's from Malchut Ein Sof. Then He says, Tzimtzum Aleph, no, it will never cancel. I will not receive anymore. Only in order to bestow. If it's in order to bestow, He has to increase, to raise His aviyot, to raise His reshimot in bestowing back to the Creator. And that's something else already. It's like today we were talking about the point of dvekut, adhesion, where the created being annuls before the Creator says, "One, I don't want to get anything from you. All I want to stay is in the point of dvekut." Then we go above it, and we are about to receive in order to bestow, which is already from the other side, beyond the point of dvekut. Okay.
No, amici.
Well, amici.
Moshe mi traduce. Si può dire, Rav, che quando noi parliamo secondo la linea, secondo Kav, se non ho capito male, è qualcosa di strutturato.
So we can say that when we act by Kav and Yosher, we're talking about something that is systemic.
Qualcosa che non è strutturato perché è l'abbondanza della luce ma non ha una struttura, cioè quello che viene direttamente dal creatore, si può dire così?
And when we're talking about igulim, we're talking about something that's not systemic, that it's limitless, that it comes from the creator. Can we put it that way?
Perfecto. Okay, more.
אפשר להגיד שהיום כל האנושות נמצאת בעיגולים לעומת תקופת הארי שהיה צריך למצוא בפינצטה עיגולים?
Could we say that today all of mankind is in עיגולים as opposed to in the times of the הארי where you had to find them with the tweezers?
No. The times don't affect the עיגולים or the יושר. Only human beings, when they acquire a masach and they act over this masach, then they go into the system and they start really being in it. like the Bnei Hechal HaMelech, the children of the king's palace, the Bnei Hechal. Yes, merci.
How is it possible, 8, Esos Sfirot Deir, Itpashtut, or Elyon, Chazara?
It's not a sin, the Creator does it.
Item 8.
No.
Well, the Pashtut or Elyon again? We're all talking about it's all about the Creator being. I'm in the Or Elyon, it never ends, it never changes. All I do is open, I close it. I have this valve in me called Masach Tzimtzum. I open or shut it, and accordingly I work. So first of all, I have to have the masach. I have to have the valve, and then I can start working with it. Yes, Chanoch.
I'm asking about item 7. Who drew the itlapshut?
Oh, Chozer, that becomes a levush and prinat reception for the Or Elyon, yes.
Who calculated the extension? Who pulled it? Who did the math?
That Malchut. There's nothing except for Malchut. Only she does. The first 9 have nothing. The upper 9 is like having a goof. It's like having a body. But you decide in your mind or heart, you decide. The mechanism is there. It exists. But besides Malchut, we have nothing to make a calculation with.
But how did it do the math? By what parameters?
How much it opens the Or Elyon? She didn't calculate it. She has a Tzimtzum. She already knows that she can open itself to the Or Elyon, and for sure she will not receive it. But she will be able to make the calculation with it. That's called Rosh Potzuf, to build a Rosh. What to do next? I've restricted what the Creator wanted to give me. I felt the pleasure. I felt the shame. I felt it all. I've restricted myself. I got out of this game. What am I now about to do? I now will open myself up, and as the upper light reveals itself, let's see what I can do with it. Then it takes into account the upper light that spreads, and the reshimot she had from the pleasure of the Or Elyon, and the masach she has. She doesn't want to receive it in order to receive in any way. That's a tzimtzum, a masach, and how much you can receive in order to bestow. As much as she now, how should I say it? As much as she now is capable of being in this overcoming. All this is the calculation Malchut now does. That's called Pei de Rosh de Galgalta.
Meaning that Malchut calculates the Rosh that will come, that it will work with?
Malchut calculates.
It draws who it will work with.
Of course, it draws all the O. It draws all the O. Making a calculation with what part she can work in order to bestow. I'm impressed of you. Yes?
I want to understand, to see if I understand correctly. The O Chozer, it's the Reshima of the O, the Itlapshut. The Reshima of Itlapshut, the O Chozer, the Rosh.
You said 5 things already. And you're asking me, are you right? No.
I'll explain what I mean. The Or Yashar is the Reshimo of Aviyut, right?
No. What Or Yashar is Reshimo?
That which enters the Ratzon Lekabel.
That's even worse. Guys, why don't you be precise? You're talking about Or Yashar? That's it. Or Yashar. Next. Reshimo is Reshimo. It's not Or.
If I understand correctly, yesterday we studied that the Rosh is from the Reshimo of the Or.
Rosh is built from Reshimot.
Of the Or, right. If so, I don't understand why is it not Igulim, but Yosher.
Because Malchut Ben Sof has performed the Tzimtzum, saying there are no Igulim anymore. Igulim is what I get from the Creator in non-stop. I receive what he gives. Yosher is called that I work in a limit, in a certain extent, according to my Yosher, as much as I can resemble myself to the Creator. That's why she decides, from now on, only Yosher. Yes, Avigdor.
He says in the Pticha, in the preface, let's clarify everything that happened in the Olamot by cause and consequence, meaning how every operation is necessarily generated in all its conditions.
Yes, that's what we're scrutinizing now.
So what does it mean, how every operation is necessarily generated in all its conditions?
Because it's impossible that an action will emerge without it being a consequence of a previous action.
Meaning there are no surprises in the development of the spiritual system?
Of course not. What surprises could you have?
For example, you say that busha, shame, is a creation per se?
That's not a surprise. It comes from the Creator and is devoured in the world to receive this way. Because without shame, you wouldn't have any correction.
And the shvira?
The shvira, the shattering, that's a clear result of what's happening. No, when you break the law of Tzimtzum Aleph.
When you breach it.
Yeah, of course. That too is the rule. If you wouldn't have the Shvira, you wouldn't exist. You wouldn't have the mixture between the will to receive and the will to bestow. The Shvira is the root of our existence.
Sometimes we say as if there was wrong calculation, the Paltzuf thought it could receive everything to bestow.
That's true. The Paltzuf of Olam HaNikudim going to for Gadlut, he thought he could receive in order to bestow, because that part of the will to receive was concealed of him. That's true. But that's all according to the, how should I call it? It's all according to plan. Just as Rabbi Akiva was happy. Finally, the second temple was ruined. Now you can wait for the third when you have the final correction.
Last question. Today there are more and more professionals in the world that admit that in their field there is the loosening of the connection between cause and consequence, meaning things were supposed to happen from A to B and suddenly something C happens. Is there an upper root to it?
Even without hearing your introduction, I would say everything is according to the upper root. But our world is standing on the verge of a lot of unpleasant revelations. You'll reveal more and more lack of control.
Everything that we're studying now is the distinction between the Olam of Ein Sof and the Olam of Tzimtzum. That in the Olam of Ein Sof, the Malchut and the Or of Ein Sof are integrated, and now in the Olam of Tzimtzum, not only that the Malchut doesn't receive but a thin line, but also inside its Igul. It receives Kav, but from its Igul, from the Igul that it's in.
Where does it build the Kav if not from the Igul? What are you talking about?
So that's also included in the Tzimtzum, in the world of Tzimtzum.
Tzimtzum is over all the Igulim, when the Igulim all empty out of the O. Guys, what's wrong with you? There are 10 Igulim, 10 Igulim, or 5 Igulim. These Igulim are filled with Or Elyon. The most internal, the inner Igul is called B'chinat Dalet. It says, I'm restricting myself. I don't want to receive any light. I don't want to feel it at all. So it's as if the light, the Or, disappears, vanishes from all the Igulim. And this B'chinat Dalet becomes, from Igul, it becomes a Kav. Saying, from now on, only according to what I determine, the Or Elyon will be revealed. As much as I can be in adhesion with him, adapted to him. then it determines, and then instead of igulim, you get a kav in the igulim. A kav is the measure, the amount.
So it's a kav in the igulim.
Of course, it's a kav in the igulim.
And the Ein Sof surrounds all of these igulim.
It's not called Ein Sof. You call it Or Ein Sof HaMekif. It's not the light of Ein Sof that we say that used to be in the igulim before the Tzimtzum. Okay, I'm afraid if I'll say one more word, you'll be confused for 6 more months. You've squeezed everything out of me. Oh, Gershon, that's what I need now. Only that I need. Not a question, say.
First of all, really, lots of gratitude for this lesson, which was heart-opening. I also understood Tess, which is... I wanted to share an impression. When did I feel that I connect to the lesson? When you explained slowly the first part, and also Oren, who helped open it all up, and still a question.
Well,
when we finished the previous part of the lesson and went to study Tess, it was very clear to me that I want to be there for the sake of the friends as much as I can. And then you said, I didn't ask you to restrict your brain, but what comes back is the question, while studying tests, for a person like myself with a limited mind, in order to understand the study material, I can only focus on that and try and understand what you're saying. What am I supposed to do? To invest in thinking about the friends or think about the studying? I can't do both together.
Each of us is limited. And regarding spiritual discernments, it's obvious that we are limited, we're blocked altogether. And when you hear about the wise people here, we call it wise at night, because they don't feel, they don't know what calculations they really have to make. They heard, they know, they understand, pa 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 pa. They're just like children, philosophizing or repeating the words of the elders, doesn't understand what he's talking about. We're only talking about all these things in order to awaken ourselves, to bring us a bit closer to the light that reforms, and nothing else. As much as you know or you don't know, all what you need is to want to know, to make the effort, not fall asleep. It's good that you're angry with yourself, but it's only in order to receive the entrance to spirituality. Before that, all your wisdom, you can grow as what we call a Kabbalist from Jerusalem.
So what should I invest my efforts in studying?
That too. Even though I don't care about how much you know or don't know, for me it's not important here. What's important for me is that you're interested, that you want, like a child who's sweating, he wants to do something. He's trying. That doesn't work out, doesn't matter. What's important is that he's trying. From there you get
try
the chokhmah.
Understand or try and pray. I can't do both together.
You won't get a prayer without trying.
To understand.
Yes, to understand, of course, as well. Both. Okay, guys. Well, Morris. One day with you is like a month.
For me, it's an entire year of...
Yes.
I understood a bit, so first of all, I was here for a bit more than a day, even almost 2 days. I want to thank you and all the friends, and the friends that are with us in the world Kli, that are persistent. I see them on the screens.
I see your hand all the time.
I'm still practicing. I'm taking an example from the strong friends here. So I hope that he'll give me the strength to continue to do it, because it really awakens the heart.
We don't understand your metaphor, but it doesn't matter.
So I'd like to say thank you. Plenty of scrutinies for part of my questions. I got answers from the friends, and I'm really grateful to the friends and the group, and I just want to say that I'm envious of all those that will make it to Rome and their representatives here. My heart's crying that I can't be there, but I'll be with them at heart, and we'll make all efforts for this Congress to really bring us to the next degree. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
No. Shamayim v'aretz, ezri me'im Hashem, ose shamayim v'aretz.